Hey, welcome back, everyone. This is the Dwelling Richly Bible Study, and I'm Jennifer Richmond. We are in lesson three of a 13-lesson study through the entire book of Acts. It's probably one of the most in-depth studies I've written, and it's been fabulous. Now we're on day six, and we're diving into a really short passage today. And so I have a question for you as we begin this study today, and I wonder if maybe you relate to this at all. Do you feel like the ands of your life kind of end up stacking up? I need to do this, and I need to do that, and I have to go here, and I have to talk to so-and-so, and I have to pay this bill, and then I have to, right? Or I'm going through a trial in my life, and then something else happens, and it just kind of compounds, right? Where we have a death in the family, and then we find out someone else we love is sick, and then something difficult we're going through at work, and then. Today's Bible study is about how the ands of our life are just a pile of difficulties unless we have the but that happens when God is involved. We're going to see that today. I think this lesson is going to bring you a lot of hope and encouragement. So stick around, grab your Bible, open up that lesson packet. If you haven't already jumped over to my blog page, you can download the entire lesson for free right there on my blog as we dig into Acts. So let's go ahead and pray and get started. I know some of you are with friends right now and you're around the table and you're connecting with each other. It's the day before Halloween here in America. Wherever you're listening, it's October 30th and we've got a great lesson ahead. So grab your Bible, grab your friends. And let's just take a moment to thank God for our time together in a word of prayer. Ready? Let's go. God, we do thank you for our time that we have to be in your word today. We thank you. Your word is alive and we need it. And so we ask that you would bless our time together today. Give us wisdom and understanding to move through your word in a way that glorifies you. And also, Lord, that we can take away this, what we need in our own lives today. That strength that we need, that encouragement that we need, and that reminder of who you truly are. We ask that you would bless our time now in Jesus' name. And everyone said, hallelujah, amen. Good job. Those of you who have been with our Bible study before, if you're in person with us, you hear us end our prayers like that. Not just amen, but hallelujah, amen, right? Okay, let me go ahead and share screen with you. And again, grab your Bible study and follow along with me, whether you're listening live right now over on the podcast at Dwelling Richly. You can listen to that podcast on any podcasting app. iTunes has it, or in your app store, on if you have your smartphone, like I do, my Android phone, my Samsung, the Podbean app, and you can subscribe. And then every time I post a new teaching, it just pops right up there. You can listen along. You can also follow along like some of you are right now over there in YouTube world. Hello, my YouTube friends. And of course, over here in Facebook. So thank you for joining me. Whatever platform you're on, make sure you don't miss anything by hitting that subscribe button, or on Facebook, make sure you hit like, and on the follow part of that like, hit get notifications. So that way, anytime I go live with a video, you get a notification. You can watch it right then and there, or you could just save it and watch it later. All right. Well, in today's lesson three on day six, we are going to move through our meditate and memorize portion here. Oh, and I want to quickly remind you about the blog. Don't forget to go over to the blog, and you can hit this Lex Connect button here and follow me on Facebook, on Instagram, Twitter, or YouTube. And then if you'd like to stay up to date on things, I've been trying to get better about updating on my blogs. I know quite a few of you don't have Facebook or Instagram or any social media, and so you like to be able to follow along. I am going to be better about posting here so that we can reach people who aren't on social media. And a lot of people are choosing to get out of social media for personal reasons. I don't blame you at all. it's probably a really wise idea. But join me here, right there on the blog, and I'll try to be better about updating that. All right, let's head over and review our memory verse. Fabulous stuff. If you haven't already, I do encourage you to write it down on a post-it note like I have here, and then stick it on your mirror, in your car, on your friend's shirt, whoever you're going to see the most often. Put it in your cubicle at work and get that memory verse memorized. Here it is. Acts 4:11-12. This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders, which has become the cornerstone. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. I'm going to put out a challenge here. Wednesday, October 30th, we're about halfway through our days for this lesson. Anyway, I'm going to put a challenge out. I want you to memorize this. We had a gal be able to say our memory verse in front of everybody last week without looking, and it's awesome. I'm super proud of you. So I'm going to challenge you today. You do the same. And if you need to, get a study buddy, somebody who can say it aloud with you. And then next time when we get together for our Bible study and I say, hey, can you recite your memory verse? You'll be able to raise your hand and do that. I want you and pick at least one friend that can do it with you. So I'm looking at you, those of you who are at my Bible study on Tuesday, that'll be next Tuesday actually coming up, or next Wednesday also. Make sure you have it memorized. All right. Our write the word portion will come from Acts 3, 25 through 26. Remember, we are writing out the sermons of Peter, and we'll get to a sermon or two of Paul as we go through this study as well. But we're actually handwriting old school these sermons. So don't forget to do that. Here's what you're writing today. You are the sons of the prophets and of the covenant that God made with your father, saying to Abraham, in your offspring shall all the families of the earth be blessed. God, having raised up his servant, sent him to you first to bless you by turning every one of you from your wickedness. So hop back over to the Write the Word pages at the end of this lesson and handwrite that out and add that to what you've already written. Okay, here's our reading for the day. It's from Acts chapter 4. We're starting it fresh today. It's our first time in Acts 4, and we're in verses 1 through 4. Here they are. And as they were speaking to the people, the priest and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, greatly annoyed, because they were teaching the people and proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they arrested them and put them in custody until the next day, for it was already evening. But many of those who had heard the word believed, and the number of the men came to about 5,000. All right, let's head back over to our lesson page. And we've memorized our word or working on it, right? We've written it and we've read it. Now let's think and reflect on the word here together. And those of you who are joining this Bible study for the very first time, you're like, what are these Bible studies Jennifer's doing? This is what we do every time. We just get together, we work through the word, write on our answers and get together with friends and watch these videos together or just do them on our own. All right. So that's all we do. And I'm glad you're a part of it. I'm glad you're here. Don't forget to leave a comment, by the way, as you go through. I mentioned this a few days ago, or maybe it was yesterday. Anyway, whenever I mentioned it, when you leave a comment, it helps Google to find these videos and brings them up to the top of the feed so that when people are searching, let's say someone thinks, gosh, I'd like to do a Bible study, and they just do the search term in Google and they say, women's Bible study or Bible study, and then they know they want to do Acts. So they search for Bible studies in Acts. Or maybe they know they really want to do a video Bible study. So video Bible studies in Acts, whatever it is. Anyway, when you leave comments, when you engage, when you like and share and all those things, that's why I encourage you to do that. It helps Google find it and people can find it more. And that's really what I want. I want people to find the word and get to know God better and have that fellowship in that community. So thank you for leaving your comments. Don't forget to do that as we go through the study. So here we go. Number one. So back up this a little bit and think about the rising tide of events and even emotions leading up to this moment. Paraphrase what has taken place since Pentecost through the end of Acts chapter 3. Use the headings in your Bible and your own headings from the previous lesson to help you. So remember on the very first day of this lesson, I asked you to go through our reading material for this time and paraphrase or rewrite the headings. And that began in Acts 2 and verse 42 with the fellowship of the believers or whatever you ended up putting as a heading there. So let me just read through the headings that are in my Bible. I'm using the ESV. You might have something slightly different, but the headings go like this, the fellowship of the believers. And so we have Luke writing about how they had all things in common. They were selling their possessions and giving to other people. And I love this part that they had glad and generous hearts and that the Lord added to their number day by day. So as a lot of a paraphrase, but you get the idea. I won't do as much on the next few. All right. Beginning in chapter 3, we have the lame beggar healed. That was amazing, right? And then Peter speaking to the people right there in Solomon's portico and telling them, this, we didn't do this in our own power. This came from God. And then we move, oh, that was a long passage there. We broke that up into a couple of days, but it was a long passage there. And then now we have Peter and John before the council. So he's called them out, these bad guys, not bad guys, the leaders, and the people, just the Jews in general, called them out because they were the ones who crucified Jesus. They were the ones who ignored the words of the prophets, and he listed Moses and Abraham and Samuel. And so now here we are in chapter 4, verses 1 through 4, and we have Peter and John being brought before the council. All right. So you feel the emotion. You feel the power of what's been happening. And they're on a high, and then Peter lets them have it in a sermon, and then wham, we're getting hit here with this big confrontation. So let's happen. Number two question here. What happens as Peter and John were speaking to the people? Well, it says here, and as they were speaking to the people, the priests and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them. So you could just abbreviate, you know, I just gave you one little line there. So just write, you know, the leaders, summarize those, that group of people, come upon them. All right. Are Peter and John doing the will of God? This is just a yes or no. I should have given you a checkbox. Are Peter and John doing the will of God? Yeah. Yes, they are. Are they speaking on behalf of Jesus Christ? Again, yes. Are they living out Acts 1:8? Let's review. Acts 1:8, and you should have this memorized. I know a few of you do. Good job. Here we go. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. Check. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem. Check. Have they gone to Judea, Samaria, and to the earth yet? No, they have not. But how are they being his witnesses in Jerusalem? Yes. So then why are they arrested? I mean, they're doing the will of God. They're speaking on behalf of Jesus. They're living out Acts 1:8 like they were told they would do. Why are they arrested? They should have been given a medal. They should have had statues built in their honor. They should have had a new church formed and then new bumper stickers or, I don't know, carriage wagon stickers, chariot stickers stuck on them, right? Little toga shirts instead of t-shirts, right? Why aren't they being rewarded for obeying God? I'd like to hear your thoughts on this. You can drop it in the comments. Obviously, you're going to be writing it here on your lesson. But pause, and I'm going to have a sip here of my grapefruit LaCroix water. And you come back to me in just a second when you've got your ideas. Hold on. I don't know if I paused the video. I think I just paused the screen share. Yeah, I think I did. Anyway, that was just me taking a bit, taking a drink. You didn't miss much. All right, you're back now. I'd like to hear your thoughts and comments on there. Why aren't they rewarded for obeying God? I'm not going to give you my thoughts because I want to hear yours. All right, number four. Who came upon, I should say came. Remember this, I have to write these down. I have to fix. So it has to be come, has to change to came. You can always just send me these little reminders as well. I get these edited. You guys are like my test audience, and I get these all edited. So hopefully they're really good when I go later on to publish them. You're also the group that gets to have all these for free on PDFs. Eventually, Lord willing, I'll have a publisher and I'll be able to get these Bible studies actually published. So yay. We'll see. It's on the Lord. I'm not going to push too hard on that one, but it'd be really cool if that could happen. All right. Who came upon Peter and John? I want you to write down these groups here and the one person as they were speaking to the people, the priests, the captain of the temple, the Sadducees came upon them. So we have the priests and this one person, the captain of the temple, and then the Sadducees. How are they feeling? I love that Luke includes this phrase. They are greatly annoyed. They are greatly annoyed because they were teaching the people. I just want to see something here. I did this the other day. Remember this? And I have my pen with me. I wonder if I could draw. Let me see. Hold on. I'm going to try something out just for fun. Let's see if it'll let me do it. And draw a squiggly line. Ah, Yes, my pen worked. They were greatly annoyed. I'm going to use this more often. Super fun. Yay! I have a pen. Anyway, technology. All right, how do they feel? Not excited like me finding out my pen works. we'll go back to the mouse. All right. There we go. Oh, it stayed on the screen. Oh, fuss and bother. I have to get rid of it now because it's on that same screen. Goodbye. Oh, well, it was worth a shot. I think there's a way I can do it that stays on that screen. Oh, never mind. Probably not. Okay. How do they feel? They were greatly annoyed. You know that. Okay. Why? Because they were blank and blank. Well, let's take a look back at what the scripture says. They were greatly annoyed. Why? Because they were teaching the people. We've talked a lot about that. That was Jesus' big emphasis when he was there for those 40 days. And he gave them many proofs about his resurrection. And he spent the entire time teaching about his kingdom, right? Well, that's exactly what the disciples are doing now. They are teaching. They're modeling after their shepherd, their pastor, their leader, their main teacher. They're doing exactly what he did. They're teaching. All right. And they're annoyed with that. And the second thing is they're proclaiming in Jesus' name the resurrection of the dead. All right. So back over here to our lesson. I guess I can leave that open in case I want to use that again. Okay, so what might have been the motive each of these groups had for arresting Peter and John? What do you think? Well, let me give you some background to help you understand. You'll see these little nuggets, and don't forget to read those. Sometimes I've had people say, I didn't know the answer, and I'm like, well, it was kind of over in those that little side box. Anyway, here we go. Priests were responsible for all the activity in the temple. So the sacrifices, the offerings, the incense burning, everything that happens in the temple, the reading of the word, the gathering of the people, all of that. Temple guards. Okay, the temple guards maintained order, which we would figure that makes sense. And the Sadducees, really important here. The Sadducees are the ruling class in Israel, and they were involved in the religious life as well as political interests. And they didn't believe in the afterlife, in miracles and resurrection, or anything supernatural. They were the progressives of the day, and they had a vested interest in keeping the peace with the culture, especially with Rome. So nothing biblical. They didn't really believe in any of that. It was just a political religion. It was a cultural religion. That might sound familiar to you today about the way people treat Christianity. Oh, I'm an American, so I'm a Christian. doesn't work that way. Okay, so we have the Sadducees who are Jewish, and so by default, they are God's people. Again, doesn't work that way. So what might be the motives? Well, if the priests are responsible for the activity in the temple, and these disciples have activity of their own, maybe they're jealous. The guard, maybe he's seeing all these people and he's having a hard time figuring out if they're going to cause a problem. So he's concerned. And then of course the Sadducees, because they don't believe in a resurrection, and these guys are clearly preaching the resurrection. All right. So moving on, let's read back through Acts 4:1-4. And I want you to draw a box around each conjunction and but. Those are conjunctions. Remember the other day when I was telling you that it's really important for you to learn and review maybe your parts of speech. Verb, noun, adjective, adverb, preposition, and then conjunctions, those are the main parts of speech. All right. So this is a great way to do that. Whenever you see a conjunction, think of the Schoolhouse Rock video. Remember that one? Conjunction, junction, what's your function? Looking up words and phrases. Remember that? So conjunctions are and, this happened, and that happened, but that happened. Blah, blah, blah. It hooks them up. Go watch that Schoolhouse Rock video. So let's go back to that. I've kind of done that for you up here, and I'm going to ask you, here's the category of and in this column here. And here's the category of but in this column here. And I've taken the first verse and written it for you and drawn my box. So I want you to draw a box around conjunctions and then double underline the action verb or verbs that follow it. And write the and phrases over here on the left and the but on the right. And here's your example. Except I didn't do the but because there's just one. That's up to you. You got to figure that one out. So here we go. And they were speaking. And so here we go. And they were speaking. Let's see if I can do this. I got to click it. There we go. I think. Yeah, they were speaking. It's kind of like diagramming. Diagramming is actually a really helpful skill. And I know some of you hated that one. Oops. Some of you hated that when you were in grade school, but if you paid attention, you're going to be thankful because it's really quite helpful. Anyway, they were speaking to the people. And so let's go back over here to the next and. We have I've already done these, you know, in red, but and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees, what happened? They came upon. And this is actually a preposition, but it's a compound. So I'm going to go ahead and kind of give it context. So they came upon them. They were greatly annoyed because we're going to skip because is a type of conjunction. We're going to skip it. We're just on with the ands and the buts. And because they were teaching the people and proclaiming. So they were teaching and proclaiming in the resurrection of the dead. And they arrested them. There's your verb, arrested them, and they put them in custody until the next day, for it was already evening. Four is another type of conjunction. Don't worry about it. Just the ands and the buts. Aha! We have all our ands on this side of the but, and I want you to put the but on the other side. But what? Many of those who had heard the word believe. Many had heard and believed. And then here's another and. It's the good and. I put it in green for you. And the number of men came to about 5,000. Do you think I can erase all of that in one big shot? I don't think I can. Clear. All drawings. Cool. Ta-da. All right. There you go. If you're over on the podcast, sorry, you're not seeing this. Sorry about that, but here we go. So fill all your ands over here. Write them in. Hopefully you were doing as I was speaking. And then the but. Reviewing that one again, but many of those who had heard the word believed, and the number of men came out to 5,000. See? Now go back and reread this passage, putting emphasis on the buildup from each of the and this happened phrases to the final but this happened moment. Go ahead, read it aloud. Go on, nice and loud. Let's hear it. Maybe even record yourself doing it. I'm going to go ahead and do it. Here we go. Oh, actually, I'm going to continue reading the directions. Then when you come to the word but in that final verse, hold it there for a moment. Give it a pause. Let it hang. Then finish the rest of the sentence. Here we go. And as they were speaking to the people, the priests and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, greatly annoyed because they were teaching the people and proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they arrested them and put them in custody until the next day, for it was already evening. But, and that's where we hold it, but. I put all the ands in red for you, or pink, and the but in green. But, and this happened. But many of those who had heard the word believed, and the number of the men came to about 5,000. Did you see it? Can you hear it? Do you feel it? Are you getting the point? All the ands may have been piling up, the leaders coming upon them, the arresting them, the putting them in custody, silencing them for now. But, and I'll fix the word the in just a minute. Get back to that typo. Circle the number of men that believe in your Bible and write that here in that line. Now go back to Acts 2:41, circle that number and write it there. And then give me the total. All right. Go ahead and do that. If you'll recall, as you were doing your studies from before, from this passage here, there was 5,000 that believed. That adds up to the 3,000 that believe from before. So that gives us a total of 8,000 total. If half the men had a wife and half again had at least one child that was old enough to make a decision for Christ, what do you think would be a modest estimate of the total people who were added to their number? It would be upwards of 14, 15,000 people. That's pretty amazing, isn't it? In order for those new converts to be counted among the believers, what would they have had to do? Go back to Peter's sermon in Acts 2:38. Do you remember what he said? In order for them to be counted among the believers, what did Peter require and tell them to do? You need to repent and be baptized. All right, your sins have been forgiven. Show everybody this new life. That's about 14,000 people or so that have repented total now and are getting baptized. That is a growing church. Don't tell me Bible doesn't care about numbers. He's giving a big list of it right there. So our conclusion here is this reflect on the word moment in the study. And I'd like to just read that to you and walk you through that a bit right now. So what are the ands in your life today? My family relationships are broken, and I lost my job, and where am I going to live, and my health is failing, and. Is there a room for a but at the end of your list? I'd like you to write your ands here in this box that I've provided for you as our closing. And then when you're done, go back over each one of them and turn it into a prayer of submission, a prayer of petition to God in the name of Jesus. Here's a prayer that I've written out for you. You might want to consider reading this, thinking about it, and making this your own. Heavenly Father, I'm stressed and challenged and weak and worried. The circumstances I'm facing are so hard. But today, right now, in this moment, I open my hands as they clasp each end of my life, and I relinquish my grip. In faith, I give you each one of these in Jesus' name. May your name be made great in every end of my life, and may my life always point to the but God moment in Jesus' name. Amen. I hope this was encouraging for you. And if it was, if this reflection was encouraging for you, if it was a good study, I want to hear from you. I want you to share your encouragement with other people. Maybe you can write out all your ands there in that list. You can illustrate it. You can handwrite them all. You can describe them all out. And then over on top of all of it, but God. Because that's what God is doing in your life when we allow him the room to do that. When we don't grasp our ands, we release them to the Father. Go ahead and take a picture of it. Pass it along. Give your encouragement to other people. And as always, use the hashtags that we use for our Bible study, hashtag LMCCWomen and hashtag DwellingRichlyBibleStudy. It's great to be here with you. I'm so glad that we're not doing this alone, but we're in community together. It's more fun. It's more encouraging, and it's nice for me to know that you're here. So thank you for sticking around for this entire lesson. I hope that you'll be back when we go over our next day's lesson from lesson, what are we in, 3? So it'll be day 7 tomorrow. All right. Oh, Halloween. That's right. So join me. Put your costume on if you want to. Be a part of that. All right. God bless you all. Thanks again for being here in this Bible study. Know, as always, that you are loved and prayed for, and I look forward to being with you here again real soon. Bye-bye for now.